Academy Award-winning actress Celeste Holm has died. She was 95. Holm was best known for roles in Gentleman's Agreement, All About Eve, and Oklahoma. She died in her home early this morning with her family by her side. Jeff London has this appreciation.
If there was one role that put Celeste Holm on the map, it was the coquettish Ado Annie in the 1943 hit musical Oklahoma.
I'm just a girl who can't say no. I'm in a terrible fix.
Just shy of her 26th birthday, Holm had only appeared on stage in plays, but was persuaded by a friend to audition for Rodgers and Hammerstein. She sang a classical aria which impressed Richard Rodgers, but he wanted to see if she had the comic instincts to play a simple country girl, Holm told NPR in 1993.
He said, could you sing a song as if you've never had a lesson in your life? Well, I said, what does that sound like? And he said, it's a bald, bold, unedited voice. So I said, well, I can call a hog. He said, I dare you. So I said, sweet, for quite a while. And the end of that, he said, well, that's loud enough and that's funny enough, and that is how I got my job.
I somehow sort of want to kiss him back. I'm just a fool when lights are low.
The New York-born, Chicago-raised actress was such a success in Oklahoma that she was cast as the lead in Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg's Bloomer Girl the following season.
Bright as the rain that falls from above, so real, so right is our love.
Soon, Hollywood came calling. She became a contract player at 20th Century Fox. NYU theater professor Larry Maslon says Holm made her mark in certain kinds of Hollywood supporting roles.
She refined the art of skepticism on screen, but a sort of sensible skepticism in a movie like A Letter to Three Wives, which I think is her best movie, All About Eve, Gentleman's Agreement. She was able to be smart and wise and yet protective and caring at the same time.
She won an Oscar for Gentleman's Agreement. In the 1947 film, which starred Gregory Peck as a reporter pretending to be Jewish to expose anti-Semitism, Holm played a wisecracking fashion editor.
Every morning I get up and I say to the mirror, mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me who's the most brilliant of them all.
What does the mirror say?
That mirror ain't no gentleman, Mr. Green.
In the legendary 1950 film All About Eve, she played opposite Betty Davis.
This is my house, not a theater. In my house, you're a guest, not a director.
And stop being a star. And stop treating your guests as your supporting cast.
Now let's not get into a big hassle.
It's about time we did. It's about time Margot realized that what's attractive on stage need not necessarily be attractive off.
All right.
And for the rest of her career, Holm traveled back and forth between Hollywood and New York, doing theater, television, and more movies. But in her final years, a protracted legal battle between her two sons and her fifth husband, a singer less than half her age, stripped away most of her savings. Still, when she was active, Celeste Holm adhered to a philosophy of keeping things light.
You know, we're the only industry outside of musicians whose work is referred to as playing. And it has to be playing. We have to really play together. And that's what the audience responds to. If it's work, it's not, you don't want to watch.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
And you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And I don't, 'cause I